Steve Masters says the squatters occupying rental units at the downtown apartment building he resides at have all but disappeared from the premises since Sue Today brought you his story last week. But he's still living in squalor. The hallways of 134 Gore Street are still covered in feces, urine and vomit, and he's had to find other places to shower at due to an ongoing lack of running water. RWC Management, a property management company based in southern Ontario that is overseeing both 134 and 138 Gore Street, has offered Masters a hotel room, but only if he agrees to pay for the room up front and be reimbursed by the company at a later date. "I don't know what else to do," lamented Masters, who contacted Sue Today via text message Wednesday night. "I'm trapped here. The hotel would have at least given me a few days of peace." IB Fabian, a property manager with RWC Management, dropped off 4 cases of water for Masters yesterday. He's been without running water at his apartment for a total of 19 days so far due to people entering the building and stripping its copper pipe. Fabian offered Masters unspecified compensation and first and last month's rent at another property after Sue Today contacted the company last week. "Well, that doesn't help the situation right now," he said. "Who can afford to move on last-minute notice, right?" Masters has reached out to the Canadian Red Cross seeking help, but has been turned down. He says the mayor's office has bylaw enforcement involved and has also reached out to social services about emergency accommodations. RWC Management began managing 134 and 138 Gore Street, the two civic addresses located within the building situated on the corner of Gore Street and Albert Street East, in September 2021. But the properties were acquired by Zach Files Real Estate, a company under the same umbrella as Sid Developments, Sid Reno's and RWC Management. Land registry records show that Zach Files Real Estate purchased both Gore Street properties in October 2021. Fabian, a property manager employed by RWC Management and Sid Developments, who is responsible for overseeing a number of Sault Ste. Marie properties on behalf of multiple property management companies from southern Ontario, Sue Today has learned, declined comment when reached by phone Wednesday.